The Wildcats soccer team lost their last non-district game at Pittsburgh 3-1 Tuesday night. District play is next. The Wildcats are now 2-4-3. And I talked with Wildcats soccer coach Andy Holt Wednesday morning.
Well, it was a tough night. That's pretty much sums it up. It was just a tough night for us. We a lot of things went wrong, and unfortunately we lost 3-1. But the big thing is we lost a couple players due to an injury. We had a couple kids that actually ran into each other. Scott Galarza and Adrian Lopez ran into each other about 20 minutes into the game and hit heads.
Oh, man.
And Adrian's eyes was cut open. He had to go to the hospital and get stitched up. And Scott is suffering from possible concussion, so he's going through that protocol now. So we lost the game, and we lost some of our guys that have been playing for all season for us, and for that matter, they played last season. Those guys are guys who got to play a lot last season. So it was a rough night for us, tough night, but we're going to persevere and move forward as soon as we can.
Who got the goal
for him? Our one goal came late in the second half. It came from Israel Lopez. We call him Pinky. He did a really good job on the goal. He got the ball, and it was one-on-one. He ended up beating the guy one-on-one, got in the box, and beat the goalkeeper as well. So it was a really good goal as far as that goes. It was just a little too late in the game for us to get back into it. But we didn't play well. Even the injuries, we just didn't have a good night. It was, our kids seemed like we just didn't really know what we were doing. And I've got to do a better job coaching them up and getting them ready, because Tuesday's when it starts. Everybody's 0-0 now, and we'll get it, hopefully get it ready to go on Tuesday.
Now you've got almost a week and a chance for players to heal, hopefully, and a lot of practice time to get ready.
Which is what we need. We haven't had a whole lot of practice time. We've had those two tournaments, and obviously had a game, last night. So as far as practice goes, we hadn't had a whole lot. So these next 3 days will be good for us to be able to do that, plus the Monday when we come back from the weekend. So we need these practice days, and we're going to take advantage of them.
What do you know about Marshall? Have you seen them or heard of them?
I know very little about him, to be honest with you. I'm hoping I'm going to get to go see him on Friday night or maybe on Saturday if they're playing in a tournament and find something out. I know about just about everybody except for Marshall and Texas High. Those guys are pretty far off, and I haven't seen them or heard anything about them. So hopefully we'll find something out soon and be able to plan for them.
They call this the new season, so it's like you say, everybody's 0-0.
Everybody's 0-0, and hopefully we'll get headed in the right direction.
KSST Sports